the While You Are Single podcast. OJ Tokes' new, revised, and updated book, While You Are Single, A Guide to Finding and Keeping the Right Mate for Your Life, is now available. For more details about the book, please visit whileyouaresingle.org. Meanwhile, enjoy the podcast. Here is OJ Tokes.
Hello, how you doing? Welcome to another edition of While You Are Single TV. I'm glad that you joined the program again today. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for listening. If you're watching on social media, thank you for watching. If you happen to be on Facebook, I encourage you to go to our While You Are Single Facebook page, where I have other videos that will be a blessing to you and other series on different things I have talked about. I encourage you also to go to our website, whileyouaresingle.org, where I have other resources that will be a blessing to you. You can listen to the podcast on the website there as well. Thank you for sharing the program with your friends, and thank you for your comments. Let's open up in prayer. Father, I thank you for another privilege to share your word today. I thank you for the individual who's watching right now. Father, I ask that you open our hearts to heed your word, open our ears to hear your word, open our eyes to perceive your word, open our minds to understand your word, and give us the wisdom to apply your word into our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I have been talking about getting along with people. And to do that, I have been talking about understanding their personalities, understanding their temperament. And I've talked about the straight shooters and the sanguines and the laid-back individuals. Today, I'm going to be talking about the last of the four personality types that I have been talking about, and that is the private individuals, private people. They are somewhat similar to the laid-backs in the sense that they are both reserved. However, the main difference between laid-back individuals and private individuals, as well as private individuals with sanguines and other personality types, are that while the laid-backs are reserved, they are people-oriented. However, the private individuals are reserved, but task-oriented. They like to do work. They like to do things. While straight shooters and sanguines are extroverts and they are outgoing, the private person is an introvert. One could say that the straight shooters are powerful because of their leadership skills. The sanguines are popular. The laid-back individuals are about peace. Private individuals are perfectionists. They are analytical. They are artistic. They are genius prone. They are very intelligent. They are detail oriented. If you want to get a job done, get a straight shooter. If you want people to know about the job being done, get a sanguine person. Laid back individuals, you really don't care about the job being done. If you want to get the job done perfectly, precisely, with precision, with excellence, get a private person. It's come to my observation that sometimes some private individuals are actually straight shooters and sanguine in their privacy. Their privacy is where they get their strength. Their privacy is where they're energized, hence introverts. It's in their privacy that you get to really know who they are. If they welcome you into their world, into their privacy, then you see them begin to shine. And a lot of times you can notice this if you know someone who's very quiet in public, which is another main characteristic of a private person, hence they are private. They're very quiet, they don't say much publicly, but privately they begin to open up and express themselves, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this person, you might even be thinking this person is really sanguine, or this person is really a straight shooter, because they really express themselves, because they are safe in their privacy. They are comfortable in their privacy, and when they have to trust you to welcome you into their world, and within their world, they can really open up and express themselves. Another thing about private individuals is, like I mentioned, they like their privacy, and you can lock them in the basement and they'll be fine. You can put them in isolation and they'll be fine. Don't misunderstand me now. It's not that they don't care about the public. They can come out publicly in their own time and in their own way. Spend a few minutes or a few hours and they're back in their privacy, but they're comfortable in isolation. That may explain why God called Moses because Moses was in the back of the desert for 40 years. So God already knew his temperament and already knew that he doesn't mind being by himself away from people. He doesn't mind being in an area where he's just by himself. So he was in the back of the desert for 40 years when God called him. Private individuals are very organized. They are very structured. And that's one thing that we can learn from them. Like I mentioned earlier, they are very good in doing things well. If one thing we need to learn from them is to learn to do things well, not just do something haphazardly, but do them with precision, do them with excellence, do them well, which is something private individuals are very good at doing. An area where I want to encourage private individuals to grow in, and it's a challenge for me to say this because it's almost like there are two sides of the story. And yes, I understand that, you know, everybody gets down sometimes. I understand that all personality types, sometimes we are negative. Yes, I understand that, you know, sometimes we can be Debbie Downers. But it seems that sometimes private individuals tend to be a little bit more negative than some of the other personality types. Now, the challenge is, are they really being negative, or is it because of their predisposition to seeing the details, to seeing what's missing? And because of their disposition, because of that tendency, is it that they're being negative or they're pointing out this is missing here, and because this is missing here, things are not going to work as well as they can? And again, they want to do things with precision. They want to do things excellently. And if there are things missing for them to accomplish that, they point it out. But it appears that they seem to be a little bit more negative. God calls Moses and tells Moses to lead his people out of Israel. And Moses is given every excuse why it's not going to work. He told God, listen, I cannot speak. And God is like, I made your mouth. Then God says, well, you know, what do I tell them if I go there? He said, you know, tell them I am. I'm the one that sent you. And Moses was given all excuses why it can't be done by him. And God was upset. Now, God is upset about a couple of things, but he's just having a conversation and he frustrated God that God was upset with him, you know, giving all kinds of excuses why it couldn't be done. And God eventually got his brother to help him out in that regard. But they tend to be negative. And another example is Thomas. We call him Doubting Thomas. I wonder why private individuals tend to be negative. You know, Thomas, when Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to the disciples and Thomas was away. Again, suggesting the tendency of private individuals to be by themselves, away from everybody else. But Thomas wasn't present and Jesus appeared to the disciples, and later he went away and Thomas now showed up and they told Thomas, hey, Jesus has risen from the dead. And Thomas was like, negative. Oh, this cannot happen. He did not believe it. After all the time he spent with Jesus, after all the time he participated in miracles that Jesus gave him the power to do, after all that time, Jesus telling them he's going to rise from the dead. And I understand the disciples also doubted as well. But Thomas went on another level. He was like, no, I don't care until I see the details. They are detail oriented. Until I see the evidence, I will not believe. Jesus now showed up and gave him the details. And he said, now I believe. And Jesus told him, blessed are those that have not seen and believed, and those that believe after they see. The bottom line is they tend to be negative about things. However, sometimes it's more about them seeing what's missing and providing information that can help a situation or something that needs to be done better. So let's have that in mind. I do want to encourage my private friends, despite their tendency to see what can go wrong, to be a little bit more positive. Of course, if it's a life or death situation, they do need to speak up, but you know, to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, to see positive things out of situations, despite the things that are obviously missing from their perspective, you know. But again, we need to learn to be like private individuals by being structured and organized. And sometimes because of this negative tendency, perhaps that's why the term usually used for this personality type is melancholy. It's not a flattering term. That's why I choose to use the word private person. I do want to say this to my sanguine and straight shooter friends, some of whom believe that if you're not telling your business, if you're not airing out your dirty laundry, then you must be hiding something. You cannot be trusted. So sometimes some sanguine and some straight shooters, when they are around private individuals who don't say a lot, who don't emote a lot, who don't tell their business, who don't air their dirty laundry like the straight shooters and sanguines do, they feel like that private individual is hiding something and cannot be trusted. Well, my sanguine and straight shooter friends, can I share something with you? I say this respectfully, and I want to say two things. The first is this. The reason why some private individuals do not tell you their business is not because they're hiding something. It's not because they can't be trusted. It's because they don't tell you their business because they don't think it's any of your business. That's number one. Number two, the reason why some private individuals do not air their dirty laundry is because they don't have dirty laundry. Their laundry is exquisite. It is clean. It is pristine. Another characteristic of private individuals. They are extremely neat, clean, perfecto. That's another telltale sign of a private person. You go into their privacy and you see how everything is organized, neatly structured. Everything is clean, no speck, nothing. It's spick and span. They are clean. Now, there are exceptions where they go on the other extreme, where they're extremely dirty and untidy. But more often than not, my experience, or perhaps yours too, is these individuals are extremely clean. They have no dirty laundry. That's a joke, but you get my point. All right? So that's another characteristics of private individuals. They are very clean. So we've talked about straight shooters, sanguine, laid back, and private individuals. Those are all good and well. And I shared that because it's important for you to understand a person's personality so that when they are being themselves, you don't take it personal, understand that they are who they are. But the most important personality, not really a personality, but a person, is the Holy Spirit. This whole teaching is not about trying to be like another personality. We do need to learn from every other person who's different from you. But the Holy Spirit brings everything together because the Holy Spirit can help you be who you need to be to connect with other personality types. Even if he needs to make you someone with a different personality at a specific moment to accomplish God's purpose at that specific time. A prime example of this is Saul in the Old Testament. When God was about to make Saul the king of Israel, the Bible talked about how God put his spirit on him, and at that moment, he made him into another man, and he began to prophesy, letting us know that the Spirit of God can make you sound or be like someone else just to accomplish a purpose in that moment of time. So more than anything, I want you to cultivate and get to know the Holy Spirit. And this is something that I'll be talking about soon to give you a better understanding of who he is and his grace and power to empower you to be and do all that God has called you to do. But I appreciate you for watching this series with me. Thanks for being patient. Thanks for indulging me as I shared about the different personality types. And of course, this is by no means all you need. You can learn about personalities. They are a lot more educated and detailed discussions and literature on personality types. I mentioned the Myers-Briggs and all that good stuff. You can research it online. But thanks for indulging me, you know, for the past few weeks. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for sharing with us who we are, giving us an understanding of the intricacies and the differences in who you've created us all to be. I thank you for the person watching. I pray that they can use this information to be more of who you've called them to be and to use it to better understand and interact with other individuals. I thank you, Father, for just perfecting everything that concerns the person that is watching. I pray that you supply all their need according to your riches and glory. I thank you, Father God, for just looking after them, blessing them, and strengthening their relationship with you. Thank you, Father, for answering these prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for watching. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for your comments. I guess next time, take care and stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you were informed, inspired, and impacted. If you'd like to learn more about OJ Toks, his books, blog, music, and his monthly ministry for singles, please visit whileyouaresingle.org. That is whileyouaresingle.org. If you've been blessed by the podcast, we encourage you to please share it with your friends. Until next week's podcast, take care and stay blessed.